Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who's already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode's going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is April 20th, 1953, and the title is Key of Death. Let's get into it, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Key of Death. Greed has been the ruination of many a man. Among them, Del Kaler, tough boss of the Lazy K Ranch. But in this case, Kaler's greed nearly meant the ruination of the Cisco Kid and his faithful companion, Pancho. As our story opens, Kaler and his foreman, Trigg Trenton, are riding across the desert toward an isolated telegraph station on the railroad.
Your gun's in good working order, Trigg.
Sure are, boss. You want Rockford gunned down, huh?
Yeah, I'm taking no chances. We'll both be wearing masks, but even so, Rockford might spot us.
How much time we got before that cattle train gets to the switch on the main line?
About half an hour, she's on time. But the switch is only a couple hundred yards up the track from the telegraph station. So we got time enough.
You figure reckon that train will get you the raft to D Ranch, eh, Del?
Why not? Tex Donlin owes me mortgage money on that ranch. Money's due tomorrow. Donlin's cattle will be on that train. And the deadline delivery in Forsage City is 5 o'clock this afternoon. I happen to know if the cattle ain't delivered by that time, the contract's canceled. And Donlin don't get his money.
But if he don't get his money, you don't get your money, huh?
But I get the ranch, which is what I want. Well, most of that station, Trey. Get on your mask.
Yeah. Hope Rockford ain't got any visitors.
If he has, they're as good as dead right now. Remember now, Trigg, don't gun them till we get that switch key.
Just as you say, boss.
Come on.
I'm with you.
Get your hands up.
Masked riders, huh? What is this, a holdup?
Where's the key that works that switch up the track?
What do you hombres want with it?
Come on, keep your hands up. Where is it?
Hanging on the nail behind the door.
I'll see. Yep. Guess this is it.
You hombres think you're going to take that key? You got no sense coming now.
Look out, you coyote. Lego.
I'll get him, Tracy. That'll fix Rockford for keeps.
Maverick tore my neckerchief.
Never mind that. Come on, Trey. Let's get to that switch.
Be good to see Senor Rockford again, Cisco.
Si, Pancho, it will.
Pancho, hope Senor Rockford tell Pancho about... What do you call that string up there, Cisco?
Oh, that is not a string, amigo. It's wire, telegraph wire.
Si, the telegraph wire. Pancho not believe the telegraph wire, Cisco.
Whether you believe it or not, Pancho, it's a fact.
Pancho not understand how Senor Rockford sit in the telegraph station and talk to the senor in Sage City.
Well, that is what he does, Chico. And in other places, much farther than just 10 miles away.
Senor Rockford not got a big voice.
Oh, it's not a matter of the voice, Pancho. But I will let him explain it to you.
Cisco, riders come from the station. They come this way.
Hey, Senor Rockford has had callers.
Buenos
dias, senores. Oh, devil.
Buenos dias, senores. Ho, loco, ho, loco, ho, ho.
Where are you hombres going?
We're going to call to see Senor Rockford. Have you any objections?
Rockford ain't there.
In that case, we will leave a note for him, senor, and ride on.
Tell me your names, and I'll tell him I saw you.
You seem anxious for us not to go to the station, senor.
Look, you two, be on your way, understand?
Uh-oh. Can't you get ready for troubles?
We are going to that station now anyway, hombres.
Oh, no, you ain't trick. Get ready.
I will not drop out of you, hombre. Now with this gun of mine looking you in the face.
How'd you like that draw, hombres, huh? Next time you not try to beat Cisco, no?
Oh, so you're the Cisco kid, huh?
Si.
Well, Cisco or no Cisco, you ain't going to that station. Put up that gun and get down off your horse, and I'll beat the living daylights out of you.
Pancho, watch this other hombre.
Pancho watching them, Cisco.
Very well. That is what you want, hombre. Now, get down from your horse.
Hey, Del, not now. There's the train. Your watch must be wrong.
Huh? I ain't got time to fight with you now, Cisco. But I sure will have time later. Come on, Trey.
Hombre's scared to fight Cisco, Cisco.
No, I do not think that was it, Pancho. But those hombres are up to something.
Uh-huh.
I think we better ride to the station. Come on, Diablo. Yeah.
Come on, Logo, ride to the station.
I hope those two hombres have done no harm to Senor Rockford.
We find out, Cisco.
Hey, ho, Diablo, ho.
Ho, Loco, ho, Loco, ho.
There is some reason why they did not want us to come here.
Bad hombre.
You're riding horses with the brand of the Lazy K Rancho. It might be well to remember that, Pancho.
Pancho members, Cisco.
Yeah. Patrulla, Pancho, look.
Pancho, look, Cisco, but Pancho not want to look.
So, this is the reason.
Senor Rockford, he dead, Cisco?
Si, Pancho, he's dead. Those coyotes to come here and do a thing like this.
But why, Cisco, Senor Rockford not got the gold?
I do not know why, Pancho. But I do know we are going to track those hombres down starting right now. Come.
Sure I didn't get here any too soon, Del.
Right. Oh, this blasted key. Can't get it to work.
Let me try it, boss.
No, I'll get it. Maybe I'm bearing down too hard on it. There she is. Now, open that switch, Drake. Come on, hustle.
All right.
That'll do it. When the train hits us, he's going to be derailed. Let's get back up on the rim rock where we left the horses.
Right.
That'll take care of Donald's cattle in short order.
Yeah, but what about Cisco? Him and that other sidewinder went into the station. I looked back and saw him go in.
It's one thing to suspect we killed Rockford, Trigg. But it's another thing to prove it. And don't forget, nobody else was around. Maybe. Just maybe we'll get a chance to pin this murder on Cisco.
Good plain track to follow, Cisco. And tracks of those hombres.
Si, Pancho. Unless I am mistaken, the tracks are going to lead over that rim rock ahead of us.
Uh-huh.
Catch up with them. Madre mia, Pancho, we overlook an important fact. Oh, diablo, ho.
Ho, loco, ho, loco, ho, ho. Ho. What we not look at, Cisco?
Pancho, that hombre was ready to fight until he heard that train whistle.
Yeah, ready to fight, huh?
And the other one said something about his watch being wrong.
The watch wrong.
Hearing that train whistle changed his mind. Why?
Why?
It may be that they have some reason to wreck that train.
Ah.
There's a switch in the canyon, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we will have a look at it. Up, Diablo, come on.
Up, Logo.
Why do you want to wreck the train, Cisco?
I do not know. Cannot see these things ahead of time, Pancho. All I can do is try to reason them out. Up, Diablo, come on, faster.
Go, 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 go.
Ah, there's the train, Pancho, coming around the bend.
Here, Carlos, train, Cisco.
The switch, Pancho. Santo, the switch is open. I can see it from here. Hold up, hold,
hold. Hold up, hold, hold.
I'm afraid we are too late, Pancho.
What we do now, Cisco?
Can I put the switch in time, amigo? Wave your arms. Try to get the engineer's attention.
Pancho, wave his arms, Cisco. Hey! Hey, hey,
stop the train! Stop the train!
Hey, stop the train, señor engineer. Stop the train!
Not in time, Pancho. It's going into that open switch. Madre mía, there it goes. Come on, Pancho.
Oh, the padre, Chico, padre.
See, but the caboose is still on the tracks. Men are getting off the caboose. We will tell them the story, Pancho, and then those killers will have plenty to answer for.
Nice crash, Trig.
Yeah, Butte. Yeah, but now what, Del? Cisco's down there. You have the railroad detectives on our neck in no time.
Oh, I won't. I'm thinking way ahead of you. Cisco's horse is down by that grove, Trig. He's running back towards the end of the train.
Well?
Take the switch key. Get down there quick through the grove and hang the key by its wire over the saddle horn of Cisco's horse.
What good'll that do?
What good'll it do? Why, a fool, it'll throw suspicion on Cisco. That's what I wanted to do. Then get back up here and ride for the ranch. I'll meet you there.
Where are you going now, Dale?
I'm going to ride back to the station. I get an idea if I write a note and leave it, it'll convict Cisco. Hustle now, Trig, and do as I say.
Pancho, try to get the cattle out of those cars. Get the brakeman over there to help you.
Yes, Cisco.
I want to report this to the conductor. Then I will come and help you.
Pancho, get the cattle out. Señor brakeman. Señor brakeman.
Señor conductor.
No. Who are you?
I'm the Cisco kid, señor. I'm here to tell you how I think this wreck was caused.
And you can tell Marshal Eastman about it, too, while you're at it.
Oh, the Marshal is on the caboose?
He sure is. Hey, Marshal.
Yeah?
When you get that cut on your face fixed up, come here, will you? There's an hombre here you'll want to talk to.
Coming right out, Bill.
Marshal, this here hombre says he's the Cisco kid. Says he can tell us how this wreck was caused.
I'm listening, Cisco.
Señor Rockford has been murdered.
Tom Rockford murdered?
See? I think I know who did it. I also think the same hombres opened this switch to wreck your train.
Who are they?
I do not know their names, but they were riding lazy K horses.
How do you know about this?
Mi compañero Pancho and I were riding to see Señor Rockford. We met the two hombres just leaving the station. They tried to keep us from going to the station. Then when they heard the whistle of the locomotive, they rode away in this direction and it got up.
Yeah, you knew they was going to throw this switch, huh?
No, we did not know it.
Hmm.
We were following them. Then I connected their sudden departure with the whistle and suspected they might be going to open the switch.
That's mighty fast reasoning, Cisco.
Too fast, if you ask me. Well, I better go and see if anybody's hurt up ahead.
Come on, Cisco. We'll go to the station. I want to have a look at this murder. Get your partner, too. I want him to come along.
As you say, Señor Marshal.
Pancho! Si, Cisco. We nearly got all the cattle out.
Bueno, you let the brakeman take care of the rest of it. Come with us.
Si.
Our horses are up ahead, Señor Marshal.
All right, let's go.
Hey, Bill. Frank and George, both dead. Calling by steam.
And by thunder.
Engineer and fireman dead, huh? That's two more murders in this deal.
Anything Pancho and I can do to help you bring the killers to justice, we will do, Señor Marshal.
Yes, si, we help, Señor Marshal.
Yeah, from the looks of things now, I don't believe I'm going to need any help. These your horses?
Si, Señor.
Cisco, what are that Cisco's saddle horn?
That's what I'd like to know.
The switch key. I do not understand how that got there.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Better hand over your guns, you
but
two.
But, Señor Marshal, I just told
Come
you...
Come on, hand over your guns. I'm arresting you both on suspicion of murder.
And admittedly, the marshal has reason to think Cisco and Pancho are guilty of murder. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Thank you.
Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Key of Death. Arriving too late to keep the cattle train from being wrecked by the open switch, Cisco tried to explain to the marshal who had been on the train about the two men on Lazy K horses. The marshal was noncommittal. But when he saw the switch key hanging from the horn of Cisco's saddle, he at once put Cisco and Pancho under arrest on suspicion of murder. Meanwhile, Del Kaler, one of the real murderers, is back at the telegraph station.
That note ought to do it. Written real shaky-like. As if a dying man wrote it and couldn't quite finish it. I'll let it slip off this desk to the floor. Now, I'll just drag Rockford's body over. Kind of drape it over this chair. Like he lost consciousness writing the note. That'll do it. Now I'll get back to the ranch and just sit tight. Let's see you get out of this one, Cisco. Diablo not like to have the marshal riding, Cisco.
Steady, boy, steady.
Diablo, behave yourself.
It'll only be for a short distance, Pancho. We're nearly at the station.
And Pancho, glad we ride double on local, Cisco. Now we talk. We get away from the marshal, no?
We will see what happens at the station, amigo. May convince him we are not the guilty ones.
Anyhow, he not put a handcuffs on us, Cisco.
Oh, well, we let him put them on. Well, here's the station.
Come on in with me, both of you. Walk ahead of me.
As you please, Senor Marshal.
As you please, Senor Marshal.
Marshal, the body has been moved.
Is Cisco sure Senor Rockford dead before?
Of course I am sure, Pancho. There was no heartbeat. I think I will have a close look.
What is this in the hand? I will take it.
Stand back, Cisco. I want to look things over here. And remember, I got a gun handy to use on both of you hombres if I need to.
Si, senor. I will stand back.
Mighty good thing I happened to be dead heading over to Sage City on that freight today, I guess. What's this on the floor?
Look like a piece of paper to Pancho.
Let's see. A note. It says Cisco, and then it says switch key. I guess that's it. Rockford must have been near dead when he wrote this.
Senor Marshal, it is time you listened to what I have to say. When Pancho and I came into the station before, Senor Rockford was dead. He was lying right there on the floor.
Maybe you just thought you'd killed him, Cisco.
I tell you, we did not kill him.
Cisco and Pancho not kill nobody. Never, Senor Marshal.
Somebody has been in here and moved that body. The same person wrote that note to make it look as if a dying man wrote it.
Your story is too thin, Cisco.
Will you ride with us to the Lazy K Rancho, Senor Marshal?
No, you're riding with me into Sage City.
But I think I can prove to you now that
That's enough. You're coming with me.
What you bet we not.
Very well, but first, I would like to see that note you just read.
Oh, no, you don't. That's evidence. I'm keeping this.
We have a right to know what the evidence is, Senor Marshal, since you will not listen to my story. Just hold the note out. I will read it from your hand.
Well, that's all right. Here.
I'll have to get just a little closer, senor, so that I can grab that gun. Drop it, Marshal. Drop it. I'll have to hurt you. Drop it. Get that gun, Pancho. We'll fire for a while. Now, senor, I will just trip you and save any more fighting, and we will go. Adios.
Come on back here, you scoundrels. Come back here.
You'll be at the Lazy K Rancho, Senor Marshal. Up,
Gabriel. Go.
Like things are working out nice for you, Del.
They sure are, Trig. That ranch at Donlin's is just as good as mine right now.
There's Donlin out by his corral.
This'll be good.
It looks like he expects bad news.
That's just what he's gonna get.
Howdy, Kayla. Trig.
Howdy, Donlin.
Won't you light a spell?
Nah, we gotta be getting back on the place. Just stop by, Donald, and ask if you'd heard about the cattle train being wrecked.
Being wrecked? Hey, not my cattle.
Yeah?
How'd it happen, Kaler?
There's talk the Cisco Kid done it. He killed Tom Rockford, too.
The Cisco Kid? Oh, I heard about that, Clue. What do you want to wreck that train for?
I don't know. You'll have that money for me tomorrow, I suppose, Donald.
Oh,
Well, now, I can get it now. That was to be a contract delivery on my cattle. And had to be in Sage City in the loading pens for the north train by 5 o'clock.
Can't get them there now, Donlin.
Nope, not a chance.
Well, gotta be going. See you tomorrow. Come on.
Yep, boy.
Kayla's lying about that, Rick. He must be lying. But if he ain't, and I can get my guns on that Cisco kid, he's a dead hombre.
How much more to Lazy K Rancho, Cisco?
Oh, it should not be far now, Pancho. We'll rest our horses for a moment. Oh, they have a hole.
Oh, look a hole, look a hole. Cisco thinks the marshal followed us?
He will as soon as he can get a horse, amigo. Mm-hmm. He may take Senor Rockford's horse.
See, Senor Rockford's horse grazed right by the station.
See. Hey, Pancho, here comes the rider now.
Mm. He passes right in this trail, Cisco.
Come on, let us make room for him. Over the apple, come
over, on. Over, loco, make room.
Here.
Hold on.
Buenos dias, amigo.
Buenos dias, amigo.
Howdy.
Saying in a hurry, Cisco.
He seems to be.
Oh,
he's stopping, Pancho. He's coming back.
See? Want to know where he been, no?
Oh, boy. Hey, ain't you the Cisco kid?
See?
I thought so. Nobody else around here has gotten a such saddle gear as that. Come on, down off that horse, Cisco.
I see no reason for that, senor.
Nobody like us around this place, Cisco.
What is your trouble, senor?
What's the idea you wrecking that cattle train?
Cisco not wreck the cattle train, hombre. You say he did, Pancho will...
Quieto, Pancho.
Jump all over your
face. Pancho!
Si, Cisco.
Who told you I wrecked that train?
Never you mind.
I want to know. Also, I want to know if the same one told you I committed a murder.
That's right, he did. How'd you know?
Who told you? Come on, quickly, tell me.
Well, his name's Kayla.
And who are you?
My name's Donlin, and them was my cattle on that train.
Oh. Are you friendly with this Kayla?
We get along well enough. Well, you see, he holds a mortgage on my place, and I was kind of counting on the money from them cattle to pay him off tomorrow.
I begin to understand, Senor Donlin. Can it be that he does not want you to pay him?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Pancho and I are now on our way to talk with that Kayla hombre. We'd like to have you join us, senor.
Si, senor. Come see some big fun.
There'll be no fun, Pancho.
No fun for Pancho.
But I think we can straighten out that murder and that train wreck in short order. Also, Senor Donlin, we'll try to help you keep your rancho. Let us go.
Nice to sit out here on the porch after a good day's work, Hutswig.
Yeah, sure is, Del. I can't help feeling kind of funny about that Cisco kid being around here.
Ah, forget Cisco.
Well, he's a bad hombre, boss.
He's got nothing on us, nothing.
Hey, there's some riders, Del. Three of them.
All right, sit still. Don't be so jumpy. Say, by thunder, one of them, Cisco. Get your guns on, Trig. Get mine off the table. Second one's that partner, Cisco. And the third one...
It's Donlin. There's your gun, though, boss.
I sure don't like the looks of this. Donlin's being with him. What's up, Donlin?
Cisco's doing the talking, Kayla.
There'll be no need for much talking.
Bad, hombre. Bad, hombre, no?
Well...
Kayler, did you know Senor Rockford was murdered?
Rockford murdered?
See, we found him lying on the floor dead when we went into that station. The station you tried to keep us out of.
Well, now, who could have murdered him, Cisco?
That is just the question I'm asking you.
Meaning?
That you and these other hombres murdered him.
You lie, that...
You tell Cisco he lie, hombre. Pancho
will... Pancho, Kato.
Pancho will...
Kato, Pancho, I said.
Mean should have, Pancho.
Let's run him off the place, Del.
No, you will not do that. You. You are wearing a black neckerchief. I think this torn piece of cloth I found in Senor Rockford's hand might fit very nicely into that tear on your neckerchief.
Why, you...
Keep your hands away from those guns, hombre. You too, Keller.
I ain't gotta use guns. I can break in two with my hands. Come on, Trey.
you bet I will.
I'll help you, Cisco.
Gracias, senor, but I do not need help with such as these.
Cisco, fetch him along, senor. Come on, Cisco.
You wrecked that train yourself, killer, and tried to blame it on me. But it did not work.
Kill you, Cisco.
You will not even make a mark on me, hombre. Right now, I'm going to knock you over that railing.
Bing, bang. Down go one.
And over that railing would also be a good place for you, hombre.
Bing, bang. Down go two.
Get up on your feet, hombres. Come on, get up.
That's enough for me, Cisco.
Yeah, me too.
And you will confess to that murder and that train wreck.
I don't know nothing about it.
Very well, you coyote. We will continue this fight.
No, no. I tell you, I get enough.
You, answer me. What about this piece of your neckerchief?
Well, I guess it's mine.
You fool trick. Why didn't you keep your mouth shut?
Your whole motive was to get Senor Dannon's rancho. But you are going to give him an extension on that payment, are you not, killer?
Yeah, sure, Cisco. Anything you say. But I don't want any more of them fists of yours.
We will have that extension put in writing.
Cisco, the marshal.
Ah, bueno.
Whoa.
Welcome, Senor Marshal. You are just in time to hear a confession that I think will interest you very much.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
When Cisco and Pancho run to try to stop the cattle train...
Si.
Pancho almost beat Cisco.
Si, amigo, that is a fact. You nearly did.
Pancho get to be a good runner, Cisco, huh?
Oh, si, in time you might, Pancho, if you take off some of that weight.
Pancho not need to take off weight, Cisco.
No?
Oh, Pancho a natural runner.
What do you mean a natural runner, Pancho?
Well, Pancho's family good runner, Cisco.
Oh, you mean you inherit the ability to run.
Si. Hey, Pancho's Uncle Jose, the fastest runner in the whole country, Cisco.
Oh, come now.
Yes, in the whole country.
Well, Pancho, how fast can your Uncle Jose run?
Pancho's Uncle Jose runs so fast...
Si.
...that anyone who races him got to run twice as fast as Uncle Jose.
Twice as fast to beat him?
No, Cisco. Twice as fast just to keep up with him.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Up there. Oh.
No, no, no.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.